I actually found out that I might be interested in teaching at university. In my third year, it really happened. Up until then, I'd been trying internships in sales and accounting, and nothing really drew me. And I realised that when I was in third year, I'd been doing kind of a local project with some secondary schools in the area. Myself and a friend had been raising money to hire out local West End theatres, and we were able to kind of take that to local secondary schools that didn't have many opportunities, and we were able to put on productions with the students there. And although it was a kind of a hobby at the time, having tried lots of different career paths, I soon realised that actually this hobby was something that I might want to venture into, and so I tried teaching.
When you decided you wanted to go into teaching, where did you start getting information, that sort of thing?
So there's lots of good information on websites and things. I was kind of scrolling the internet to find some information there, and I actually came back to my hometown, back to Harrogate, and back to the school that I went to as a student, because I had a really good experience there at that school. So I came back and asked them all about it. They gave me loads of great information about different kind of programs that were offered, Teach First, but also the one that I eventually went down, which is kind of through a schools teaching alliance. The one that I'm involved in is the Yorkshire Schools Teaching Alliance, but there's loads out there, and they kind of told me all about this program that was available and open for me to try.
I guess it every day is different in a school, which is what makes the job good. But what's a typical day like for you? When do you start? When do you finish?
So, I mean, people do it differently. Some people get in really early and go home fairly soon after the bell if they've got kids to collect or anything. I tend to get in about an hour before school starts, so about 7:30, and then I've got the full day at school, and I leave at about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. And during that time, I mean, one of the main things that I actually love is that I start school, and it sounds horrendous really when you think my life is kind of governed by this bell, but actually, you know, some days I start school, that first bell goes, and before you know it, I've not had anything to eat, but I've had a really full-on day teaching five classes, doing boys choir at lunch, or a number of different clubs to kind of break up that teaching. And it's 3:30 and I think I should probably go and get some food now.
So it's definitely a job where you don't twiddle your thumbs then.
Absolutely not, no, I really, really enjoy it.
And what do you get out of it? What are the rewards of being a teacher?
There's a lot of different rewards, and it's probably different for everybody. One thing I obviously particularly enjoy that I think a lot of people do is the buzz that you get when you really can see a student getting to grips with the topic and understanding a topic. And I know in chemistry particularly, because it's something that is right or wrong, watching students where they've kind of worked their way through a really complicated question, and they get to the end of it and they say, "Oh, is this the answer?" And you tell them it's correct. They kind of get that sense of accomplishment as they've worked right their way through it, you know. So there's obviously certain feel good factors there, and I also do a lot of extracurricular things. I love helping out. As I say, I've got an interest in drama, so although I teach chemistry, I help out with the school productions, I run the boys choir, and so there's other areas in school to get involved in and try and, you know, help out and give kids opportunities that they might not otherwise get.